Welcome back to another episode of the Mom Squad.
Mom Squad.
This is Lauren.
And Amber.
We are two chicks and a mic. On this episode of the Mom Squad, we're talking with one of our favorite moms, Robin, the owner of Hot Tot Upscale Kids Resale here in Springfield.
Hey, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for taking the time to join us on Mom Squad.
Thanks for having me.
You're a fan of the Mom Squad, right?
Yes, definitely.
So we're glad to have you on your first appearance. Now, tell us who you're mom to.
I am mom to Robbie, Cody, Hunter, Carly, and Kendall.
Oh my goodness. I didn't realize you had five kids.
I do.
Whoa. Yes.
Because I think we only hear Carly and Kendall in the commercials, right? Gosh.
Yes.
Gosh, Mom.
The rest are grown and gone. So just Carly and Kendall at home.
Awesome.
Because you're a grandma, too.
I am, to Caleb and Colton.
Oh, my goodness. So many kids.
Lots of kids to shop for Christmas, I bet.
Yes.
So how's that going? Christmas is coming up here soon. Are you ready? Are you done shopping? Where you at?
Are you stressed?
I'm done.
What?
Yes. Yesterday. I finished yesterday.
Wow. Me too.
I just started last week, so I'm not anywhere close to being done.
I can't stand it. I get panicked if I'm not like close to being done by Thanksgiving.
See, my problem, though, is if I were to get done early, I'm like, oh, well, you know, I'm still out here. I still have time. And then I'll see something and I'll keep shopping for people.
Yeah.
So that's my problem.
I do that a little bit, too. That's like why I finished yesterday, because I do that.
Yeah.
Just need to be done with it.
I like to be done with it. But then I also do that.
So what was on the kids' list this year? Anything crazy they wanted?
No, not super crazy. iPad. Oh. Shower, LED lights and speakers.
Oh, that's cool.
Makeup, gift cards, money.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the bigger kids that are out of the house, we do a $50 gift exchange and play Dirty Santa.
Oh, so that's nice.
That's fun.
Yeah, that is fun.
I love seeing families get creative with like older kids or other relatives where they just do like the gift exchanges to make it easier so you don't have to buy so much for everybody. It's always fun too.
It is fun. And then I started a new tradition last year where they didn't know what was in this present, but I wrapped a box that had a $100 bill in it. And then I wrapped it with just tons of wrapping paper, like scraps of wrapping paper. And I taped the crap out of it. And then ever so often it had more money in it. So they would unwrap it and money would fall out. And then I wrapped to where the box ended up just being huge with tons of wrapping paper. So as I wrapped the gifts, I saved the scrap wrapping paper. Then we took a metal bowl and it had dice in it. So one person had the bowl with dice and the next person had oven mitts on.
Oh, yes.
And they tried to unwrap the present. And then when the person with the bowl with the dice in it rolled doubles, they had to pass it.
Oh.
So then whoever unwrapped the money got to keep it. And it just went around the room with all the people. So I started with a $1 bill, then a $5 bill, then a 10, then a 20, then a 50, then a 100. And in amongst it, there were little gift cards to food places and stuff.
Oh, wow.
But they didn't know what was in it. They kind of got the gist of it as it was a 1 and then a 5 and then a 10. But that was so funny. So this year I've upped it a little bit. And so there's 5 ones, then 2 fives, then 2 tens, then 2 twenties, then 2 fifties, and only 100. But that's the game this year.
Can I come to your house for Christmas?
Yes. You can. It's so fun.
I love that idea. I might have to try something like that.
It got so loud and so crazy.
So you said that's a new tradition that you started?
Yeah, last year.
That's awesome.
What other traditions do you normally have? You guys open a gift on Christmas Eve?
Well, we go to a candlelight service at our church on Christmas Eve. And then usually we come here for Christmas Eve, all the family.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a tradition.
Nice.
And then I make custard that is kind of like eggnog. That's a family tradition that's been in my family forever and ever and ever.
Ooh, so that sounds delicious.
Really yummy.
What about you, Lauren? Do you have any family traditions?
We usually sit around and watch White Christmas on Christmas Eve. That or It's a Wonderful Life, which is a very long and tough movie, but that's the one time a year you watch it, you know?
Yeah, that's a good one. Lauren and I make gingerbread houses together every year. So what, this is the third annual, I think?
I think it's the fourth.
Really? 4th annual gingerbread contest. So whenever you see that, make sure you vote for mine.
You won't know which is which.
She'll know.
Just vote for the best one. The best one.
Okay. That's fun. I love it.
Yes. Oh, and one thing I wanted to bring up too is, Robin, one thing I know about you is you go Christmas crazy. You love decorating. I heard a rumor that you have 4 trees.
I have 4 trees.
4 trees.
Yes, 4 fake trees because I hate putting lights on. So they're all pre-lit.
Yeah. It saves a lot of time.
Oh, that's another tradition. Yep. Every year, my parents get us an ornament.
Aw.
Oh, yeah. We kind of have that, too. Yeah, we do new ornaments every year. So that's kind of not a new tradition, but we do that, too. And then my son got married last December. So all of his ornaments from the time he was a baby went with him.
Aw.
So now he has those for his tree.
That is so cute. I love that. I've been kind of wanting to do something like that because ever since me and my now husband have been together, every year his mom has gotten us an ornament. And so I kind of wanted to start doing that, too, for, you know, Rosie, my stepdaughter, and just get her a different ornament every year.
That'd be cool. You should. And then write on the back of it the year.
Yeah.
And then when she gets married or leaves or whatever, then all of her ornaments can go with her.
Yeah, that's really cute. I like that.
It's a good tradition.
Yeah, because I have ornaments from when I was a tiny baby. The ones that have held on. I mean, they're really, really old.
Wow.
So, but I still have some from when I was a little girl.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, because my mom did that. So
I know it's really warming my heart talking about all this stuff. Robin, what would you say your favorite part of the holiday season is?
Just being with my family.
How is that looking this year? Are you having to change things or?
Well, yeah, we'll all still be together because we have been together. So it'll be the same. So it'll just be all my kids and my dad and my aunt.
Yeah.
So I am adopted. And so I know my birth mother, and she's usually with us, but her health is not very good. So she will probably not be with us because of COVID. Mm-hmm. So we will FaceTime with her. She'll probably stay home. My dad will come and my aunt will come, but we will probably mask while they're here because they're elderly.
Oh, well, it's nice that you guys can all be together still, you know?
Yeah, but that's my favorite. I just love for my whole family to be here.
This year has just been so weird. I'm ready for Christmas to be here.
Me too. Ooh, me too.
So here's a question for you. I noticed while driving around the other night that there are tons of Christmas lights everywhere all over Springfield, like more than I've seen any other year. And I think it's because, you know, we all need to find joy in the little things like decorating for Christmas. Do you decorate the outside of your house too, or just the inside?
We did a little outside, but mostly inside.
Yeah.
I didn't do a lot outside, just mostly inside, but I did a lot inside this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Because last year, my mom died and then my father-in-law died 5 days later.
Oh, my God.
In September. Yes. Oh. And so we were not into it last year. So last year I only put 1 tree up. And so this year we were a little better and we decorated quite a bit inside this year.
Aww.
Last year was a sad year for us.
Yeah.
So it's better this year. Well, and I moved and then my mother died. Then my father-in-law died. And then I moved Hot Tot.
That's right.
Like 4 months.
So
it was very stressful.
Yeah. Would you say your 2020 has actually been better than your 2019 or?
Maybe a little some ways. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh man. And how's Hot Tot doing? You guys move locations much bigger now and you, I feel like have expanded a lot in the past few years too. Cause I mean, you offer, you know, women's clothing. I went in there recently and I was like, oh my gosh, like there's some cute clothes for me here too.
Yes. Lots of cute women's things. A lot, especially recently we have gotten a lot of really cute women's things and we have men's as well. Mm-hmm. So, and lots of cute maternity. Hot Tot's done really well, even through COVID. It doesn't seem like it's really affected us, even though we were closed for 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. We're doing really well. So
that's
thank goodness.
Good to hear.
Yeah, it's really good. I don't know if people are being more thrifty with their money and shopping resale more, or if people have just been home and cleaning their closets out and bringing us really good stuff that they sold to us. So we've had a lot of good things for people to buy. I'm not really sure. Or if it's the new location. I'm not really sure, but Hot Tot's doing really well.
Oh, good. That's awesome. That's great to hear.
So we've had some staffing changes as well. So that's been awesome too. So we have a really good staff right now.
I was going to ask you, Robin, when it comes to your Christmas shopping, are you someone who goes in person or did you do more online this year? How did COVID affect your shopping?
I did lots more online this year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more.
I didn't
do hardly any in person. You did too.
Yeah. And I'm not an online shopper.
Amazon Prime.
Yep.
A lot of Amazon.
Yes. Same. Yep. Mm-hmm. But I usually
I like to go shopping, but not this year.
Well, it's been crazy anyway. I've gone out a few times this week, like to get groceries and stuff. And oh my gosh, it's just packed because everybody's out now, you know, final countdown, getting the gifts or just starting like me. So it's crazy.
Yeah, I've been doing the grocery pickup. I'm not even going in the grocery store. Ugh.
See, I did that before it was cool. Can I just throw that out there? I did Walmart grocery pickup for like months before the pandemic, and then everybody started doing it, and I couldn't get a time. So I started grocery shopping again because everybody was doing it.
I've just started doing it more. I could never get the times that I wanted, so I was always shopping. So now I'm doing it better where I plan it better and like do it 4 days in advance and then add to my list, you know, throughout the few days. So I'm doing it better now.
Yeah.
Finally.
That's smart.
Man, I haven't done any of that. And I totally should take advantage of technology and all this curbside pickup, but I just don't.
Well, you know, you can pay, I don't know what the amount is, but you can pay for Walmart delivery. And if you do it like 9 times a year, it pays for itself. So I think it's $10 per delivery to your house. And if you do it, I think it's a $90 a year or something like that. So if you do it 10 times a year, it pays for itself. It's really nice to have it delivered to your home.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Just saying. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there are some linings to COVID because all this delivery and curbside drop off, whatever, that's probably going to stick around forever now, right?
Probably. Yeah. It's going to change a lot of things.
As long as alcohol delivery stays a thing, I'm cool.
Yeah. Here's something, Robin. I know you got a cat. Do you buy gifts for your animals for the holidays? Because I'm kind of torn. Like, my cat has enough toys, but I feel like it's Christmas. He deserves a gift.
Yeah, I usually do. And we had a dog that died this past year that he knew what his stocking was, and we'd get it down for him, and he would lay on it.
Oh my gosh!
So none of the other animals would get it. He knew it was for him, and it would have stuff in it. It was so cute.
Oh my gosh!
So I always did when he was alive, always, because he loved it. But this year, I haven't gotten anything for my animals, so I probably won't. Because we have two new puppies, and they get treats all the time. Oh. So probably not this year. But it's fun. It is fun. Yeah. Their birthday is actually the 19th, and I'm going to get them cakes, and I've never done that before.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
You got to take video.
I will. We go to Andy's, and we have to get them pup cones and Starbucks, pup cups and all that stuff, because they're spoiled rotten.
Do you have any favorite holiday treats? Speaking of Andy's.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. Just the custard that I make at Christmas and peanut butter balls. I like to make homemade peanut butter balls.
Yes. My grandmother always made those, and I've stolen it, and now I do it because they're amazing.
Yes. So good. I like that. And we have a family recipe for fruitcake too. And I don't even tell people because people have such a bad taste for fruitcake, but it's so yummy.
Okay. So you're a fan?
Yes. It's so good.
I have never tried fruitcake.
Ooh. Yeah.
Never tried fruitcake. So.
I like fruitcake. It gets a bad rap.
It does. Ooh, I'll have to bring you guys some.
Yes.
That would be great. We'll have to do a taste test.
Yes. Fruitcake taste test.
Why have you never had fruitcake?
I don't know, because I never see it. And when you do, I've heard all the bad things. Yeah. So I just
buy it in the store and it'd be good. I don't think.
Yeah.
This recipe that's been passed down through my family for years and years and years is so good.
Wow.
I will bring you guys some.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know if I've ever had a homemade fruitcake. I like the one from the stores. Like,
you do?
Once a year. Yeah. There's just something about the flavor to it, the consistency. It's so dense.
It is so dense.
It's maybe not a good word to use.
I have to ask you guys something. When are you ever going to do the children's book wrap again?
Oh, yes, we should. I wish we had Christmas books to do that with.
I just bought some for Rosie. Maybe I can bring those in.
We just have a lack of books.
Yeah.
And they've got to be, you know, pretty basic, pretty rhymey.
Wrappable.
Pretty wrappable.
That is so fun. You guys have to do that again.
Yeah. I'll see if I can bring some books in from Rosie's collection and we'll do one.
I love it. Oh. It was so funny.
Well, thank you so much.
I was laughing so hard. I could hardly drive because my eyes were all watering.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll put the disclaimer out there. Two chicks and a mic, not responsible if you get into accidents.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us about Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas, girls.
Yay. Thanks. You too.